Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. Do us a favor. Text the show at 913-576-7610. Coming up in about 15 minutes, baseball players somehow always find themselves on the disabled list or getting hurt in the most unusual ways. We'll talk about the most recent one coming up in about 15 minutes. We also have a drive draft that we'll play with Binkley coming up in 30. But let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. I always enjoy talking baseball with him. He is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
Doing good. Vern, what's your favorite baseball injury or story that you've heard? I believe it was John Smoltz who tried to iron his shirt while he was wearing his shirt. Is there one that pops out to you of a classic all-time baseball injury?
I remember, I think it was Matt Wise was a reliever for the Milwaukee Brewers when I was covering them. He was making a salad and using salad tongs, and somehow sliced up his hand and was out for like a month and a half. Baseball's so silly, man. You clip your fingernails wrong and you're on the injured list.
Right now we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, about Major League Baseball. Vern, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Rob Manfred went on the Dan Patrick Show. Here's what he said.
Look, I think the most important thing to our fans is that we're going to make every attempt to get the game back on the field. You know, I know some people have talked about longer seasons, 62 short. The reality is we weren't going to play more than 60 games, no matter how the negotiation with the players went or any other factor. 60 games is the outside of the envelope, given the realities of the virus.
So, Vern, if that was the case, how can they then turn around and say that the owners ever negotiated in good faith? And why didn't they just announce this 60 games and skip the whole process of the back and forth if this was always going to be the case?
Well, I mean, 60 games also means, right, a paying 60 games worth. So when they made a 72 or 76 game proposal to the union, they were still ultimately paying the players 60 games worth. Look, none of it surprises me, right? I mean, I kind of figured this all along. As far as the good faith is concerned, the players can try and file a grievance all they want. I think the owners are going to win it. And, you know, you can make a case we didn't negotiate in good faith, but, okay, here we sit on the 1st of July. Show me another professional sports league that's playing a meaningful game, a unionized major professional sports league that's playing a meaningful game. There isn't one. So, you know, there might not even be a meaningful Major League Baseball game. The whole back and forth to me was so very transparent what it was the entire time. It was just a way for the owners to get attention and maybe to get fans on their side for the upcoming collective bargaining agreement at the end of 2021. Rob Manfred, yeah, that's a terrible quote because it can be misconstrued. But what he's saying, I think, inside baseball circles was somewhat obvious. It was just happening during a time where writers, TV host and radio, there was just nothing to talk about. So we discussed the play-by-play of what was a pointless negotiation between the owners and players.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, you talk about that no American sport is playing yet. How confident are you that there's even going to be a season or that they're even going to be able to start given everything that's going on in the country? Because, man, we still got a couple of weeks to get to that point, and out here, it is getting a lot worse rather than getting better.
Yeah, 3 weeks, as a matter of fact, right? And you look at Texas, Arizona, and Florida, which make up, what, a sixth of Major League Baseball, and their numbers are through the roof. The country's numbers are through the roof. You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I didn't think that professional sports would be played. I've never really lost that belief, but as leagues started to make plans to return, I thought if one league rolled the dice and played, that every other league would as well. Now it's a countdown until the 23rd of July. If baseball starts, I believe that the NBA will start and the NFL will start. And if they start, I don't believe that they close camp and shut it down because of coronavirus. The only way I think they shut it down is if, for Major League Baseball, let's say, if 30 or more players on one team contract the virus, that could be the impetus to shut down Major League Baseball. Like if one team gets completely wiped out, which would be 30 or more to where you can't field a team, or multiple deaths within the structure of Major League Baseball, unless one of those two things happen and the league is started, I don't see them shutting down. So over the next 3 weeks, what's going to happen? God knows, man. I mean, it's impossible to predict. I mean, 3 weeks ago, it seemed as if the country was doing well, I believe. I don't know, man. Things change so quickly. If I had to bet, I would just get up and walk away from the table and keep my money.
Vern, I have been calling myself hashtag Hope Harrison or C.Hope regarding the Royals. This is why. One obscure team is going to make the postseason this year. I have no clue who it is, but you can't say in a season that's only 60 games, all the teams that we expected to make the playoffs at the very beginning of the season, if it was a full 162, are going to make it. Last year, the Washington Nationals wouldn't have made the playoffs under this current system. So if we can agree that one obscure team is going to make the playoffs that isn't one of those normal teams, why can't that team be the Kansas City Royals, and why can't they get hot for a 4 or 5 week stretch to give themselves a chance to make the playoffs? Do you agree with that sentiment that we are going to see that random team make the playoffs if we actually get through a full 60?
I think 27 of the 30 teams in Major League Baseball have a realistic shot. Everyone, in my opinion, outside of Baltimore, Detroit, and Miami, I think have a chance. So I think the Royals have a 25% chance of making it to the playoffs. Them, Chicago, Cleveland, Minnesota, to me it's a coin flip. You just need to play well for 60 games, and all four of those teams have 8 all-star caliber players who could carry you for a 60-game stretch. Look, coming into 162, I didn't think that the Royals had enough innings eaters in their rotation and on the pitching staff. Well, over 60 games, I don't need innings eaters. I need guys that can get outs, and the Royals have a lot of guys that can get outs. I don't expect any pitcher to ever, all season, throw more than 5 innings. Maybe it happens 3-4 times over 60 games, but a majority of your pitchers are not going to see a lineup twice. I'll be surprised if any pitcher sees a lineup 3 times. And then my other concern was the offense, because other than Whit Merrifield, nobody on this team had done it over 162 for multiple seasons. Well, now that doesn't matter. Soler's been a well above average hitter for 60 game stretches multiple times in his career, as has Mondesi and Salvi and Gordo and Whit Merrifield and Hunter Dozier. Suddenly the lineup over 60 games can be just as good as the Yankees lineup over 60 games. It can be just as good as a Twins lineup. Look, with the Twins, who many people say are the class of the American League Central, is it out of the realm of possibility that Josh Donaldson and Nelson Cruz have a two-week slump? Right? We all remember the great Royals teams would go cold together. It's not crazy to think that Josh Donaldson and Nelson Cruz have a bad 10-game stretch. If that lines up with Ryan O'Hearn and Adalberto Mondesi having a good 10-game stretch, that completely changes the division. That could catapult the Royals to first and the Twins down to fourth place. Making predictions in a 60-game baseball season is silly to do. Everything is possible. Anyone can be the MVP because most big leaguers have had quality 3-week stretches. And if you have a great 3-week stretch, that's more than a third of the season. You could be the American League MVP.
Vern, before we get you out of here, I just need you to do me a favor. So Rob is taking over for Sean, and he's making a list for these next couple of days. So he did his perfect foods for the cookouts. He had hot dogs number one and ribs two. Can you please tell him that he's crazy?
Because ribs should be number one?
With a bullet beside it. No one has ever seen ribs at the barbecue and hot dogs at the barbecue and then picked hot dogs over the ribs.
100% right. Yeah, hot dogs are the last choice. Hot dogs normally go to the children.
Vern, you're a good man. That's Josh Vern. You're a Royals insider. Vern, man, have a great three-day weekend, man. Take care of yourself.
All right, thank you. You too.
That's our guy, Josh Vernier. Do you hear that? Hot dogs are for the children. I didn't tell Vern to say that, but Vern knew because Vern's a good and honest and decent man. He knew that hot dogs are for the children at the barbecue. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll be joined in studio by Jay Binkley for a special drive draft that I think you guys are going to enjoy. But coming up next, baseball players seem to hurt themselves in the most obscure ways. I'll explain coming up. It's a drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Rob, during the commercial break, I was reading a story about what the financial penalty is for movie studios to continue to push back movies. You and I have been really excited about the movie Tenet. You and I have a conversation about Tenet at least three times a week about how we can't wait for it. I've come to the realization that those movies are never coming out in the movie theater and that I'll probably watch them at home at some point. Like, Tenet is probably the movie, aside from A Quiet Place 2, I'm most looking forward to over the next 12 months. I was looking forward to the Mulan live-action movie. That's never coming out in the movie theater, and that's going on Disney Plus before Christmas. Like, I've come to that conclusion. I'm sad that we won't get Tenet in the movie theater, but they've pushed back Tenet 5 times since its original date. That movie's never coming out in the theaters.
I mean, it's a sad reality.
Very
I think you're
sad.
Right. We've talked about that. You're right. We talked about Tenet a lot. And I've told you this a lot. Tenet's one of those movies where even if they're like, hey, we're going to go straight to, you know, on demand, I would still prefer to see it in a theater once it's safe. Christopher Nolan movies just hit different in the nice theater. You got the sound, you got the experience. It's designed to be seen in that setting. It's not designed to be seen in my home while I'm eating in front of a television. No. Too bad.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll be joined in studio by Jay Binkley. We have a very special drive draft that I'm excited to play. We'll do that coming up in about 10 minutes. But I want to read to you guys an official statement on Jose Quintana, pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. Today, the Chicago Cubs provided an additional update on left-handed pitcher Jose Quintana. Last Saturday, while he was washing dishes in his home in Miami, he suffered a laceration on his left thumb that required 5 stitches. It then goes on to talk to you more about the extent of the injury. Washing dishes is the worst household chore. If you made me do a Rob's rankings of least desirable household chores, washing dishes is number one on here. The only other one that I'm willing to concede is maybe a little bit worse is cleaning up the bathroom. Because then you got to put the gloves, you got to disinfect, you got to clean the toilets, you got to clean the bathtub. It's a lot of work to go clean the bathroom. But you also don't clean the bathroom nearly as frequently as you wash dishes. Maybe this is because I'm from the old school, but using the dishwasher was a luxury. My mom used to always say, you are the dishwasher. Like, we only got to use the dishwasher on big days. I mean, after Christmas, after Thanksgiving, after those days where you need a little bit of pick-me-up. But if we just had regular dinner and we just had regular spaghetti, no. There was no putting the pots and pans in the dishwasher. I was just the person that washed the dishes. So maybe I now get triggered whenever I hear about washing the dishes. And we all have accidentally cut ourselves on a knife or something that's been in the dishwasher because you didn't see it. But that's the number one worst household chore. I'm not talking about things that are outside the house, cleaning the gutters or cutting the... I'd much rather cut the grass than wash the dishes. If you're telling me for the whole month, I can either cut the grass whenever it's needed or do the daily dishwashing for the squad, I'm picking cutting the grass. I don't know if there's anything in the house I'd much rather do as opposed to washing dishes.
First and foremost, I enjoy cutting the grass. I mean, I'm weird. There's like a weird pleasure in it. Two, I disagree on the dishes. Now, I did grow up, we didn't use the dishwasher for luxury only. We were dishwasher people. So it was kind of rinse, throw it in there, done. And now as a single person living by themselves in an apartment, I never have a bounty of dishes to the point where I'm like, ugh, I have to go do all those. I'll tell you what the worst is. You wash your sheets, and then you gotta totally remake the bed. There is nothing worse than trying to get that fitted sheet on your bed and work all the corners and get slid down just right. That is a hassle I absolutely hate.
I've given up on that whole experience. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've given up on that whole experience. That's like life's Rubik's Cube. Like, I've never completed a Rubik's Cube, but there has to be some method to it where people figure it out. That's life's Rubik's Cube. I never can figure out what goes where, and then it becomes the, like you're saying, you put it on one corner, and then the other corner goes off, so then you go fix to that corner, then the side comes off. Nobody knows how to perfectly put on a fitted sheet. That is life's Rubik's Cube. I'd much rather try to solve that than wash the dishes. You know, when you have... When you cook certain meals and then you have certain dishes, and then at the end of this meal where you're full and you had a great meal, and then you look and you see what the kitchen looks like, that's one of the most demoralizing feelings that you have. It brings you down because you feel so great about the meal and you have good fellowship and laughs and drinks all over it. And then everybody that enjoyed the meal then leaves, and then they leave you with the hard work of washing the dishes. By far the worst.
And maybe this is just because of coronavirus, but like the cleaning of the bathroom, that doesn't bother me as much. I feel like we do that kind of disinfecting around the house so often nowadays, it's become part of like regular procedure work. Like, I used to think people who like Clorox doorknobs and handles and stuff were crazy people. I am doing that about once every 2 weeks now in my apartment. So that's the cleaning the bathroom just become commonplace in these corona times. So that doesn't bother me at all.
913-576-7610. We're curious to know what you guys think is the worst household chores. A lot of people are putting folding laundry in there. Folding laundry is pretty bad too. Because it's bad enough that you got to get it all together and then you got to, but yes, the folding it and putting it back together, that's up there too. That, if we were making a list, that's definitely top five worst household chores. Top five is folding clothes. But I will say, though, there is that enjoyable time of where it comes right out of the dryer so it's warm. You got to do it right then and there for it to have any level of enjoyment, because if you leave it in the basket and then you let the clothes get back to being cold, absolutely terrible. But if you can fold them in that nice 10 to 15 minute window where they still smell really good, they're still warm, they're fresh right out of the dryer, it's not a painstaking experience.
Also, within the folding laundry, I don't know if I assume everyone has experience. You put an even amount of socks into the dryer because you wore 6 days with the socks. And then when the socks are time to be put together, there's always an uneven number of socks. Is the dryers of America gobbling and eating up socks? I have lost so many socks. I don't know what happens. I put 12 individual socks in. I get 11 back. I don't understand what happened.
Text line 913-576-7610. Spring cleaning like cleaning the baseboards or other deep cleaning. Oh, I only did that if I was in trouble.
Yeah, pass.
I only did that when I was in trouble. I'm not saying I've never seen it happen, but my mom just never trusted me to do that. So that was the penalty and punishment if something went terribly. Something had to go all the way left for me to get stuck with that task. Something had to go terribly wrong for me to get stuck with the task of having to clean the baseboards. I maybe done that once or twice in my life. Someone said dusting. I don't really have much of a knock with dusting. I don't do it a whole lot. I don't do it very often. But I also, when I do have to do it, it's not that bad.
Dusting it's not difficult. Just a matter of a little Pine Sol on a, you know, paper towel, get your wood top tables, and then you have that little, the whatever it's called, thing you just kind of put in the corners. That 2 seconds, done. Doesn't affect me at all.
Text line 913-576-7610. Cleaning the toilet is the worst. When I go in the middle of the night, I don't turn the bathroom light on, so I go by the sound of how close I am to making it. Very bad habit, but I don't want that bright light on at 3:45 in the morning when I wake up to pee. Every man knows exactly what he's talking about. I would say both feelings, where you don't turn any of the lights on and you try to just go off instinct and feel of knowing your apartment or knowing your house.
It's point of pride, honestly.
So yeah, you're going to like keep your eyes closed the whole time and you're going to like feel your way around, and then you're going to judge how accurate it is by the sound of it hitting the water. And then when you actually clean the toilet, you find out that you are less accurate than Josh Allen. Like, at that point, that's where you find out. You find that your accuracy is not strong at all. And you have been missing. You've been spraying to the left. You've been spraying to the right. You've been spraying to the back of the toilet. You really find out how disgusting you are in that time.
That is the most honest thing the text line has ever pointed out.
You know that I'm telling the truth here. Someone on the text line says, y'all nasty as hell. I'm turning the lights on. Every man knows exactly what I'm talking about.
They might go on, but the minute I go, right back off.
Ladies, you know what I'm talking about too, because your man has probably done exactly what I'm talking about here. I haven't said anything that ain't factual. That's when, as a man, you really find out I'm not living right out here. I'm not living correctly at all with what I'm doing. I'm gross. It's in that moment. You realize, when have you ever gotten it in the toilet? Half of it's behind it. Terrible aim.
You then question, what was the noise I was hearing? It sounds like I was hitting water. Do I have a puddle somewhere?
Yeah. I'm telling you, in that moment, you find out that you are Tyler Palco, is what you find out. That's what you find out in that moment. You're Tyler Palco. You have zero accuracy in that scenario. Coming up next, we have a fun drive draft prepared with our guy, Jay Binkley. We'll tell you what it is. Stick around. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio on the radio.com app.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
I've been waiting and ready for this drive draft all week. Rob and I have been talking about this and looking forward to it all week. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. We have Jay Binkley in studio because we always need three people to do this.
You don't want to smoke.
The drive draft for today is going to be a very simple one, because Rob and I have been going back and forth on what's the best Kansas City suburb and what's the worst Kansas City suburb.
Can we preface this by I'm on a winning streak?
No, you're not.
I destroyed the condiments. Lies. No, I didn't. I crushed in that.
Okay, we can check the Twitter poll to see if
it was me. It was me.
Okay, we can check it. Rob, we have the ability to go back and check it.
Now, both of you are irresponsible not to recognize that. I took that as a big victory. I kept checking that all night. I was like, I'm going to win something.
Okay, so this is what we're doing here. You can take any city in the metro except Kansas City, Missouri. You cannot take Kansas City, Missouri. You can take anywhere in the 913, anywhere in the 816. We're leaving the 785 out of it. It's too far away. If you live in Manhattan, you're not in the Kansas City metro area.
Don't need them.
So you can take any city in the 816 or the 913.
And we don't need that nonsense. 816 and 913. Let's go.
All right. I have the first overall pick. Rob has the second overall pick. And Bink, you have the third and the fourth pick on the snake draft.
I like this, yeah.
With the first overall pick.
And you're too excited for this.
I will select Lee Summit.
Oh.
I will select Lee Summit with my first overall pick.
Give me some reasons why, because there's plenty. Give me two good reasons why you pick Lee Summit.
It's Overland Park without the contentiousness.
What else?
They're not up. The people that live in Lee Summit are not uppity. Everything
How about home
that
of
you
Evan Boyd-Bain, Drew Locke,
okay, well,
Monty
I'm not,
Harrison?
I'm not drafting them because they've had good high school
you
football players.
You just drafted the hometown of the Broncos quarterback. That should be negative points.
We get
CDOT just picked the hometown of the quarterback of the Denver Broncos first in the clock. That should be negative points for Dot.
I get the kinder version of Overland Park. That's what I think Lee Summit is.
You went with the hometown of Drew Lock.
That's what I get. All right.
Lee Summit High School's very own.
I'm happy with the number one overall pick in Lee Summit. So, Rob, you can pick any city in the 816 or the 913. You cannot select Kansas City, Missouri as a selection. Where are you going in the drive suburb draft?
I'm taking Overland Park. Oh. Hey, it's my hometown. So shout out to, I was born there. Good times. And it is everything that you just said about Lee Summit. It's just on the Kansas side, and you hate the Kansas side. That's the only difference. Is
terrible drivers,
it's on the Kansas
bad taxes.
Side.
Terrible drivers, bad taxes.
Sick. Kansas, overrated. Got Kansas side truthers in there. It is everything Lee Summit is. It's just on the Kansas side.
This is sick. I can't believe you did that.
Nice downtown area.
All right.
Great school districts.
The OP's
lovely people.
Out. Okay. The OP's a strong pick. Bink's about to pick Gladstone here. You know
no,
Bink's
going
Gladstone.
Going Stone.
You're definitely going north of the river here.
I can't go Northland, right?
You're definitely going north of the river.
I can't go Northland, though, right?
You just can't select Kansas City, Missouri. You can select any place else.
But the Northland encompasses a lot of
different. I don't know. I don't know if the Northland is.
What's the rule? Because that's God's country. That's a big area.
North Kansas City is a very different place. The people that grew up in Kansas City, Missouri know once you go past the Buck O'Neill Bridge, it's a very different place.
That's my territory, my people.
The people that went to Oak Park High School, different people than people that lived in the city. So
no, Jumanji from Kansas, the star basketball player went to Oak Park.
If you want to select north of the river, you're more than happy to have it.
The whole north of the river.
You can, if that's what you, oh, you have to, you can pick North Kansas City.
I better go actual towns because it's kind of
okay. Cheap. All right, that's fine.
I'm gonna go one that is a great.
You got two picks here.
I'm gonna go one that's a great day trip, and anybody that's ever been. Or should go. It's called Parkville.
Okay, Parkville.
Park University's there. The Chiefs have partnered with them for postgraduate. You got the river down there. You actually have a main street downtown where people can go to shops, and there's bars, and heck, Nick and Jake's. There's other bars down there. But Parkville is a great spot.
Okay, Parkville, you got the double pick here. You got 3 and 4 here. We're doing the drive suburb draft. Okay. You cannot select Kansas City, Missouri. Lee Summit's off the board. Mm-hmm. Overland Park is off the board. And Parkville is off the board. We're going 4 selections here. You get the second pick.
I'm staying north of the river. Imagine that. I'm going with North Kansas City. And I don't know if you've been there.
Oh,
no. The revitalization. It's got the best burger place in Kansas City, Tay's Burger Shack. You've got tons of breweries now opening up. They're revitalizing the whole thing downtown. You've got new neighborhoods, condos, everything going up. You got Center Block Brewery, Big Rip. You've got Call Sign. You've got a ton of breweries. North Kansas City.
Okay. North Kansas City. Bink went North Kansas City. He has Parkville in North Kansas City. Rob, I assume you're going back on the 913 side.
Okay, so I have a question because I have a pick lined up, but I am curious on if this is allowed. I want to pick Weston. It is in the 816. It is only 25 or 30 miles away from Kansas City. It's an 816, though. Does this count?
Are you sure it's 816?
I'm 90% confident it's 816. I will do a Google search.
I think you should count it because, I mean, I've counted Parkville. I mean, it is close.
I'll allow it.
It borders Kansas City.
And you know I love Weston.
But you know what, though? Kansas City borders Parkville. It does not border Weston. That's like up in St. Joe territory. You went way
Google
north.
Says it's 816.
I don't know, man.
I give him that.
It's got to touch Kansas City. It's got to be rubbing elbows. It's got to be social distancing. He went social distancing here.
I'm giving it to him. I'd give him, and you know I love Weston. I'll give him Weston.
I could tell you all the reasons to love Weston. Carrington does it on this show once a week. So there's no point in going over it.
There are ski slopes. The only ones in the area. Yeah.
You can go skiing. You can go down. You can get, what is it, McCormick's?
Yeah.
O'Malley's
Pub.
Weston's amazing.
Underneath the ground.
It's a fantastic time. I got to go against my 816 here because I'm concerned with winning here. I got to go with Shawnee. I got to take Shawnee here.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to take Shawnee.
I really expected you'd be good at this.
I mean, I think
confidence is my favorite part.
You've gone in Kansas. You've gone to the home of the Broncos quarterback.
I think I'm going to be able to pick up some good
Shane Ray for around
six places. I got to go Shawnee, Kansas here. I got to do it. I didn't want to do it, but I got
to
do
it. You're a traitor to the 816.
All right. I got Shawnee, so I get back-to-back picks here because I have the number one overall pick.
Benedict Harrison.
I'm going to go Blue Springs.
Well, you're just taking Eastern.
That's a really good pick.
I'm going to go Blue Springs.
I was about to pick Blue Springs. That's really smart.
I'm going
to
go Blue Springs because I look at Blue Springs as the Missouri version of Olathe.
It's the same thing as Lee Summit.
Great place to live.
They're like identical twins.
I know. Fantastic place to live.
You're not sure where you are, where the hell you are in either one of those cities.
Great place to live. So I have Lee Summit, Shawnee, and Blue Springs right now. Rob, you're back up. You've got Overland Park and Weston. Where are you going with your third pick in the Drive Suburb Draft?
I was so ready to pick Blue Springs and feel like nailed it. I was so confident I was coming through.
It's off the board.
There's plenty of good areas around here.
I'm going back to 913, so I'm going to take Prairie Village.
Oh, my goodness.
Prairie Village.
Why?
Prairie Village. Corn Square is a fun time, man. Corn Square is a low-key good time. You got some fun shops, good restaurants, the whole deal. I'm going to go Prairie Village.
I'm not going to lie, you're really reaching these games.
We call that a reach. He took North Kansas City
in the second round.
Have you been to North Kansas City?
Yes,
it's growing. It's sprawling. They have the whole new village and places and breweries and everything. It's awesome down there.
Well, take another place
in the
Northland.
Diners, Drives, and Dives have been down
there. Take another place in the Northland. You already got the You got the Northland online. Will you take a Liberty?
I'm going to.
You're taking Liberty, aren't you?
No. I'm taking a place that you can take your boat, you can go out and have fun, you can go to bars, you can eat at great restaurants. I'm taking Smithville, Missouri.
You know you can pick a place from the 913, too, Pink.
He's not taking any place in Kansas. All right, so you got Parkville, North Kansas City, and Smithville. Go ahead. You got back-to-back picks here. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you taking next? Parkville.
Liberty. It's huge. It's like the rest of the capital of the world. Liberty, Missouri, 3 Abs Brewing. Come on, man. There's tons of breweries. Why are you laughing? Liberty's a huge place.
Okay, you got Liberty. I'm not here to fight you on Liberty. I'm not here to fight you. Rob, it's your pick. So right now we're doing the Kansas City suburb draft on the drive. You cannot select Kansas City, Missouri. I have Lee Summit, Shawnee, and Blue Springs. Rob has Overland Park, Weston, and Prairie Village. Bink has stayed north of the Buck O'Neill Bridge. You have Parkville, North Kansas City, Smithville, and Liberty.
Yeah.
Bink has blocked off. If this was Risk, he had the Northland is locked down.
Northland's going to be representing with
it's
me.
It's definitely represented. I got to give you that.
I've got a huge area represented.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to stay in the 913. I'm going to go Mission, Kansas.
Mission. Oh.
Mission has some excellent food, really fun little downtown area with the bars down there. Sully's
bowling
down
alley's
there.
The only thing I know. Mission Bowl.
Down there. Mission Bowl's a good time. What's that taco place went to? That's good.
Taco Bell.
I'm going Mission, Kansas. I'm getting trashed by the North, Mr. Northland.
Mission Bowl. Yeah, he's going to get the bowling alley again.
That's what he said. He said Mission Bowl. All right. I could go a lot of different ways here. I'm going to take Independence. I think I'm getting great value here.
What is happening
in this
draft?
I'm getting great value.
Well, you got a lot of meth, but you do have the home Harry Truman.
I'm going, all right, you know what? I'm going to add one more. We all get one more pick
here. It's the meth capital world, wasn't it?
I mean, it is. That's what they say.
That's why I'm like, what happened?
It's okay. Not anymore, I don't
okay,
think.
All right.
You called it that 5 seconds ago.
Okay. Now, since I'm going to go ahead and do it, I'm going to take the value and just take Olathe now.
Oh,
I'm just going to go ahead and take the value of Olathe. So I'm done with my five. I got Lee Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Independence, and Olathe.
Terrible.
Strong draft for me. Lee Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Independence, and Olathe. Rob, you got one pick left. You have Overland Park, Weston, Prairie Village, and Mission, and this is your last selection.
I'm going to go back to the 816. I'm going to take Lake Lotawanna. What is happening? Why do I even pick?
That thing is so small, man. Smithfield's, you know, like 15 times bigger than that.
I get a wonderful body of water.
Actually, Maria Grogan-Galley is the only place I can name at Lake Lotawanna.
I get a nice school district. I get the lake, and there's good golf out there. So give me Lake Lotawanna.
It's a tiny lake. You might as well put a house and a pond behind it. Jiminy Christmas.
What city do you have that has a massive lake, Bink?
Smithville.
Smithville doesn't have no massive lake.
It's one of the biggest lakes in the state of Missouri. The number one crappie lake in Missouri. It's huge. Big boats.
I don't go to the lake to fish crappie.
There's big boats to go. They have Party Cove and the marinas. They have everything in Smithville.
They got motorboats.
Stop it, both of you. Both clowns.
I had to let that one go. I had to. All right, you got one more, man.
Oh, I do? Okay, you said 785 because I was
What's left in the North Kansas City?
I was going to give a shout out to Eudora, Kansas, but I'm not. I'm going to pick my hometown of Excelsior Springs, Missouri. No, before you laugh, before you laugh, it's grown. The Mineral Water Bowl's there. One of my favorite breweries, Dubas Claims, is there. The Elms Hotel is there. And you can throw axes at a brand new place that opened up where you can throw axes and drink beer. Fantastic place and home of Wabash Barbecue.
Okay.
That's the Northland.
These are my five. Everybody go through their five, and we'll put it to the text line.
The North is Binks five.
King of the North. I have Lee Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Independence, and Olathe. Rob, who's your five?
I got Trader. I got Overland Park, Weston, Prairie Village, Mission, and Lake Lotawana.
Binkley's funny to me.
Binkley's about to name every place north of the river. Go ahead, Bink.
Like a lot of water. Mission Bull. Oh, Rob. All right, should sit this one out, bro.
Bink, where are you at, my guy?
Parkville, North Kansas City, Smithville, Liberty, and Excelsior Springs.
All right, go ahead and put on the Twitter polls. Text line 913-576-7610. Who do you guys think won the Drive Suburb Draft? You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the radio.com app, and I'm hopeful that we get this in the Northland because they got to love us now.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Sean is off today. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we had Sam Munson on the show earlier today. We'll play for you what he had to say about Chris Jones. We'll do that coming up in about 10 minutes. So we just did our Drive Suburb Draft. So the rules were very simple. You could select any other city in the area that is in the Kansas City Metro. That's in the 816 or the 913, but you could not select Kansas City, Missouri. I had Lee Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Independence, and Olathe. Rob had Overland Park, Weston, Prairie Village, Mission, Lake Lotawata. Bink is now Jon Snow, and he's the King of the North. He had Parkville, North Kansas City, Smithville, Liberty, and Excelsior Springs. I think it's fairly obvious that I won. I had no clue that there was such hatred toward Independence, Missouri. I've always had a great time when I'm in Independence. Seems like a swell place to live. But that's neither here nor there. I want to ask you guys this question because this is something that I struggle with as someone who, aside from the years that I spent in Joplin going to college, I have always had a Kansas City, Missouri 816 area code. I don't have any desire to get a little bit of money and then move to Kansas like so many of my Missouri brothers have done, where you move to OP, where you move to Lenexa. I remember when I first got a little bit of money and somebody up here at the radio station, I'm not going to tell you who, not just our station in the intercom cluster, said, I need to buy a house in Roland Park. And I looked at him and said, I live in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm not moving. But this is my question to you, because I really want to know this, Rob. How far away can you live and then tell people that you live in Kansas City? Because I'm big on this kind of stuff. Like, let's say that you grew up in Leavenworth, Kansas. Born and raised, you went to Leavenworth High School. Let's say you're Wayne Simeon, for example. Can you tell people that you grew up in Kansas City? Because I think the answer is no. I don't think you could tell people you live in Kansas City if you spent your entire life in Leavenworth. You could have been born in Kansas City, maybe moved there when you were 11 years old, finished your high school career in Leavenworth, and then say, I'm from Kansas City. I'll accept that. That's allowed. But if you grew up in St. Joe your entire life, came to Kansas City to go to the mall and maybe a couple of Royals games, and you've never been to Arthur Bryant's down on 12th in Brooklyn, you're not from Kansas City. Nothing wrong with being from St. Joe. But when you go out of town and you tell people where you're from, tell them it's St. Joe. It's an hour outside of Kansas City because that's not where you're from. So I want to know, because this is something I'll fight over. You know how there are certain things that Kansas Cityans will argue about? Like, we'll spend hours arguing in circles of what your favorite barbecue is. The real answer is all of it's good. Like, Gates is my favorite, but I enjoy Oklahoma Joe's. I enjoy Jack Stack. I enjoy slaps and Q39. Like, we're all on the same team here, but we get territorial. This is something I'm willing to fight over. If you grew up in Leavenworth, stop telling people you're from Kansas City. If you're from Garden City, stop lying to people and telling them that you're from the 816, because you're not. You're from a place close by. You're 45 minutes away. You ain't from the same place that I grew up. So, Rob, I'm curious. Text line, 913-576-7610. I'm curious. And I'm willing to let some people slide. Like, there's some places I'm willing to let slide. But it's a lot of people out here living in Gladstone claiming they're from Kansas City. And I'm here to tell you, no, you're not.
I have actually had this exact discussion with someone. A friend of mine is from DeSoto. They say they're from Kansas City. I vehemently disagree with that statement. DeSoto is not Kansas City. That's too far away. That is absolutely too far away. I don't know what the line is, but I can tell you what cities do and don't count. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know that there's a special line where it's like, okay, you're Kansas City, I'll let it slide. Because, like, Olathe, I'd probably let it slide. I'd be like, okay, yeah, you're from Olathe, fine. I'm good with that. DeSoto, Lewisburg, Liberty is fringe to me. So, I mean, I don't know I have a line, but I know when I hear a town, it's wrong.
I that actually makes a lot of sense, that you kind of got to pick or choose. Because, like, Drew Locke, growing up in Lee Summit, I'm willing to let it slide.
I'll let Lee Summit slide.
It might also depend on where. So, like, Darren Sproles, for example. If Darren Sproles told me he was from Kansas City, all right, you know, I'll let that slide. I'll let that slide. I'm not letting Bubba Starling slide, though.
No,
but I'm not letting Bubba slide.
Gardner is not Kansas City.
He's from the Kansas City area.
He's local, but he's not Kansas City.
I'm not willing to let him slide, though. I'm not willing to let Bubba Starling slide and say that he's from Kansas City. So I'm curious, like, what's the line of demarcation here? 913-576-7610. You have to live within 20 minutes of downtown Kansas City. That's it. Okay. That's not actually a bad strategy.
I don't hate that strategy.
I don't fault. Somebody said, I'm Grandview. I'm from Kansas City. I'm willing to let that slide. I'm willing to let Grandview and Raytown slide to say you're from Kansas City. I'm willing to let it slide.
I have no problem with that. Someone on the text line, I grew up in Gladstone.
I can't let that rock, bro.
Mm-mm. If you're closer to the airport than you are downtown, nope.
I don't know if I'm willing to let that rock. I don't know if you can claim you're from Kansas City if you're from Gladstone.
Zona Rosa is a no then for you then, right? If someone grew up in the Zona Rosa area, are you letting that slide? You letting them live that Kansas City life?
Yeah. I'm willing to let it. Ooh. I'm willing to let it. Like, if you went to Oak Park High School, I would consider you from Kansas City. If you came and said, I'm from Kansas City, I'm like, where'd you graduate from school? You said Oak Park? I'd be like, all right, cool, you're from there. Or you say you're from Park Hill. You say you went to high school at Park Hill. I would let you, all right, cool, you're from Kansas City. I would let that slide. Even though I think the Northland's different, but I would 100% let you slide. 100%.
Copy on the text line, what about Belton?
Belton's right on that edge, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Belton's so fringe.
Belton's right on that edge. Belton's on that edge.
I'd be fine pushing Belton out.
Belton's on that edge. I don't know. I don't know here. I got to let the text line decide. Belton's right on that edge. I don't know if you can claim you're from Kansas City if you're from Belton. I don't know. Text line 913-576-7610. Gladstone's about 15 minutes from the stadium. You're tripping. Are you from Kansas City? I don't know. I legitimately don't know if you can claim that you're from Kansas City if you're from that place. Do we agree that Leavenworth is not Kansas City?
That's too far. Leavenworth's obviously out.
Okay. What if you're from Bonner Springs? Are you from Kansas City?
No, Bonner Springs is out.
Okay. Somebody's saying
people are passionate about Belton.
Somebody's saying Raymore should count. No, I'm here. I'm putting my foot down. If you live in Raymore or Peculiar, you're not from Kansas City. 1,000%. I cannot do it. I can't do it. No, you're not from. If you grew up in Raymore, you're not from Kansas City. You're not. I apologize to you, but you can't. I'm going to put the poll up. And if you're from Belton, can you say you're from Kansas City? Because I think the answer, I don't know. And I know we're not supposed to say I don't know in our profession, but that's right on the line to me. I can make an argument one way or the other.
Belton has the text line triggered.
A lot of people from Belton.
We could
been lying.
We could have any sports take in the world. The text line wouldn't look like this. We're talking about if Belton's in Kansas City or not.
A lot of people are arguing for Gladstone, too. Nah, I'm not letting you rock if you're from Gladstone. No, I can't.
Don't even pull that out. We know the answer.
What high school would you go to? I don't know the answer to this. What high school would you go to if you were if you're 14? What high school would you go to if you live in Gladstone?
I think you could technically go to Oak Park if it gerrymanders its way. That's where it gets hinky.
Okay. Liberty? Liberty's no.
No, Liberty's no.
Okay. All right. Liberty's in. All right.
We found our North barrier.
I feel like North, we know where you could live. South, I have no clue. Because Harrisonville, you live too far away.
Yeah, Harrisonville's
out. If you live in Harrisonville, you're not from Kansas City. You cannot say you're from Kansas City, you live in Harrisonville. We got to get to the bottom of this.
Someone's saying, heads up, Weston is further than Leavenworth. Okay. All right.
Yo,
what has happened?
Weston can be wherever they want to be from. I'm willing to make an exception for all the cities not around Weston, but Weston's in Kansas City. I'm willing to make that concession. Coming up next, we had Sam Munson from Pro Football Focus join us on the show. We'll talk about Chris Jones as the drive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.